Hey guys, my name is Caroline Klein. I'm a senior at Lake Highlands High School, and I'd love to share with you a little bit about my journey of faith in high school. God's Holy Spirit has been at work in my life ever since I trusted Christ when I was 14 years old. But high school was a season where my head knowledge became heart knowledge. I grew up in a small town in northern Michigan where I lived with my mom, dad, and two little brothers. As I grew up, my mom was the spiritual root of our family. She was the one who made sure we prayed before bed and woke up for church on Sunday mornings. A few years after we moved to Dallas, my mom's mental illness got the best of her, and she committed suicide when I was 8 years old. After the spiritual root of our family was gone, our faith died. We stopped going to church, and my belief in God completely changed. Now I just had to find a way to get through this thing called life on my own, because I believed that was all God had left me with, the loneliness and emptiness of being a motherless daughter. As I entered high school, I was completely lost. I didn't have the control and contentment I sought for in boys and toxic friendships. I called myself a Christian because I believed in him, but truthfully, I couldn't see how my mother's death correlated to being recklessly loved by Jesus. I wasn't a trustworthy friend and only looked out for myself. I tolerated being used, manipulated, and mistreated in multiple relationships because I believed that was what I deserved. I believed fulfillment in these people would fill the gap of a motherly love I longed for. As the party scene grew and I was losing friends left and right, I was mad at God again for feeling abandoned and having no one to turn to. But I slowly started to realize that he was giving me the chance to run to him instead. I journaled every day for months, talking to God, asking him questions of who he is, why he chose me, and what I can do to be more like him. I was given the time to open my Bible and talk with my small group leaders about what it means to live full out for God. It was in those months that my faith was established. That was when I realized God's purpose for my mom's passing. It wasn't to cause me pain and abandon me, but rather draw me closer to him and put amazing people in my life to point me towards him. If you resonate with the truth I just shared, here's how I would encourage you to respond. Come to God as you are. You don't need to come to Jesus with a checklist of your accomplishments or a perfect track record. God can free you from the burdens you carry, as he says in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. With time and devotion to scripture, I was not just reminded, but believed that what God says about me is true. My prayer is that you would allow the light of Christ to shine in your life and that God would use you to be a light for others in this world. Thank you for letting me share my story.